Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers on beautiful BBS Radio. This is Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening. I hope that everyone is doing well. You know, I have to tell you that sometimes it is very, very good to be me because I've got a great job, and I have admired my guest this evening for some time now. So what a blessing it is for me to have this opportunity to spend an hour with her. My guest is Lisa Williams, who is a very gifted clairvoyant medium, healer, and not that she needs much of an introduction. She is the star of Life Among the Dead on Lifetime TV. She is truly gifted in so many ways. She has the most beautiful smile and an equally beautiful spirit, and I think that she has such an endearing quality about her. And frankly, you know, if I was in spirit, I think I would want to hang out with her all day long. She is just fabulous. So please join me as I welcome my guest, Lisa Williams, to the show. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Allison. How can I? I can't follow that introduction.
No, well.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's so true. It's so true. I mean, I have to tell you that I've sent out a memo for my shows. I let people know on my newsletter list who's going to be on my show. I have received a literal deluge of emails today from your fans. I mean, you really touch people's hearts.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank
well, you should
you.
Know that. They love you. They must love you, because I'm telling you, it's been nonstop all day long. I even have some questions from some people here that I'm going to be asking you. I think that'll be kind of neat to be able to ask you some of their questions.
Of course.
Yeah, but I want to talk to you just for a little moment about what it's like to be a medium. And also how you read for people, because I'm rather fascinated. I've watched your show. I'm a fan. And I see that you use psychometry.
I do, yes.
Can you maybe explain a little bit to our listeners what that is and how it works?
It's how I prefer to work. You know, I like to hold on to someone's personal item.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it gives me a direct connection with the energy of the person who I'm reading for, if mm-hmm. it's their item. Or it gives me a connection to the person who's passed over, if it's obviously their item as well. So it's all about energy. And, you know, we always leave residue of energy on everything we touch, like our DNA. And so I just pick up on that, and it helps me with the link. But actually, I found it by, you know, I just sort of delved in a very odd way. I just saw someone else do it. I thought, oh, you know what, I'm just going to try that. And it's worked for me ever since.
Right. Well, it also seems to me that you're also very clairsentient, because you actually feel things with your own body as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't imagine, from what I've seen, I mean, God bless you, it doesn't look to be all that easy to be a medium. And it sounds glamorous and all that, but it isn't that easy, is it?
No. And my health has suffered because of that. You know, I would take on people's pain, and sometimes I don't actually ground myself or detach myself away. So, therefore, the pain that I take on, you know, then it becomes a physical pain for me.
Right.
And, you know, then if I don't get rid of it, then I ended up being in hospital and all other things. So, yeah, it can be a nightmare.
Yeah, I would think so. And also being, you know, clairvoyant, you see things, and I'm assuming sometimes that's not all that much fun, you know.
No, yeah. It's not. You know, you see, the thing is, you see things, and things not, you don't always want to see what
right.
you see.
Right.
You know?
I would
and
think.
Most people say to me, oh, do they come back how they died? Well, no, they don't, but there's been the odd one or two that unfortunately committed suicide, and they're still angry, and they came to me exactly how they did. I'm like, thanks.
You know, people have said to me, you know, because I'm a numerologist, I do my own readings, and I have a certain amount of intuitiveness, and I do have clairsentience. I feel a lot of things, but, you know, I've often said, you know, people have said, wouldn't you love to do mediumship? And I'm like, you know, about the first time somebody's grandmother goes walking through my living room, about the time I quit, because I'm not, no people, thank you.
I know.
So personally, you know, on a personal level, I think you're quite brave, to tell you the truth. Okay,
thank you.
So So I really want to talk to you. I mean, I have a comment here. I think it was Jody in Australia, and she said to me, she emailed me, and she said, I love Lisa's work, and I have just seen her for the first time this last Saturday here in Australia.
Yeah.
Please give her my best and tell her I think she's doing a wonderful job. God bless her. And that comes from Jody in Australia. And she's referring to your wonderful show on Lifetime. And so here's the biggest question. What on God's green earth was Lifetime thinking when they canceled your show? I mean,
I know. Well,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
It's crazy, but how I look at it is, you know, things are meant to be, mm-hmm. and things happen for a reason. And actually, in my eyes, it was quite a relief because I was locked into a format that, obviously, Lifetime loved a certain format.
Mm-hmm.
And I really admire Lifetime for taking on a program of this genre because it's so different from what they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And they really did take a risk. But, you know, they gave me the exposure, and I thank you, Lifetime. But what it did is it's now given me an opportunity to go elsewhere, to do a different format, to change it up a little bit, you know, because I want to change it up.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go and be freaked out in a haunted house, let me be freaked out. You
know? Yeah, you were freaked out a little bit on that show a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I just feel like I need a little bit. I feel that I was my whole personality wasn't portrayed in the way I wanted it to be, you know. But it just got me out there. So there's a lot of other things that we're talking about. There's a lot of other concepts.
Okay. Well, you know, you may have not portrayed all of your personality. Maybe that's a good thing, because I got to tell you, I mean, I visited Lifetime today, and I saw that there was, what, 9 pages of comments from people that were basically complaining right, left, and sideways that your show had been canceled.
Yeah.
And I even heard that there's a petition somewhere on the Internet or somewhere where you can actually write the show and say, what were you thinking?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, but so at least, you know, from that, you've got to feel a certain amount of satisfaction in that you did get some of your personality out there, and certainly people loved you because they don't want to see you go. It was a great show.
Absolutely. And, you know, people got to see me, which was important, and they got to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say my personality, I mean, you know, my clothes and the
car I
drive and everything else. Those weren't me. You know? So it was just, I just really, me as a person, I don't change. But I just feel that I really would, just, I didn't want to be portrayed as like the soccer mom, because I'm certainly not that. How a lot of people saw me.
I didn't get that so much from the show, nor did I really get it from the book. But speaking of which, on the show, I mean, I did get an email from another person, so I really got to bring this one up too.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of fashionistas out there, and of course they quite, you know, got like the idea of your wearing your hat for a psychic protection, and you did mention that even in your book, and actually how you came to the point of, you know, realizing that perhaps putting a hat on might be symbolic or on some fashion give you some protection. And I find this whole idea fascinating. But this one particular person wrote, and they said, has she ever thought or considered creating her own hat line, okay? I mean, you know, like as if, you know, maybe the Lisa Williams hats. I mean, we all need one, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Has anybody ever approached you, ever thought of that? Because I see you as being a very creative person.
Oh, I'm so creative, so creative. It has been discussed. You know, there's a lot of opportunities. People have said to me, why don't you do this whole, like, clothing line of do you want to know everything because your motto and hat line. And, there's a lot of things, but I'm really like the sort of person that doesn't want to take it too commercial, in the sense of, let's do hats and let's do t-shirts and let's do this and let's do that. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not quite getting my message out there. So,
yeah, but that's kind of cute though, don't you think?
Oh,
if somebody actually wants
great.
Your hats, I think that's adorable. I do.
And I think it's fabulous, but, you know, I think there's a time and place for it.
Right.
Maybe, who knows, next year, who knows? We'll just see how it goes.
Well, I think you've got a lot more. I'm hoping to see some workshops and also things like that. You know, I'm really kind of looking excited about what you have to teach.
Yes.
Because I really can see you being an inspirational teacher as well. And
definitely.
I'm really kind of looking in that direction for you. But first off, I mean, I got the pre-copy of your book, and I had that opportunity to read this wonderful, wonderful book. And I got to tell you, Lisa, I laughed out loud so many times while reading your book. I mean, really, your joyful spirit came out so strongly in your words, and my dogs would be sitting there. I was reading it alone, and all of a sudden, I'd just start laughing, and they'd look at me like really puzzled, like, what are you doing? And so really, a lot of the reason why you're here is we want to talk about this book, Life Among the Dead.
Yeah.
What's the release date for it where everybody else can? I'm lucky. I got to read it already, people, but when is it going to be released?
It's being released on April 8th.
April 8th.
And yes.
It can be pre-ordered?
You can pre-order it on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also going to be doing a book tour, and I've just got off the phone from my manager, and we've also confirmed some large audience dates as well, which coincide with my book tour in New York and Philadelphia. So
oh, wonderful.
There's
oh.
going to be a lot of stuff that's going on around that time as well. So,
oh,
yeah, it's exciting.
Oh, well, that... Well, I have a list here. I did take a list, and we can get to these a little later in the show about where you're going to be, because you've got, you know, without what you just said, you've got quite a bit going on. So you're one busy lady, I'm
assuming. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, good thing you've got all that energy, because you're going to have to keep up, I think.
I'm going to need something to keep me going.
Okay, well, let me just give you some impressions from reading the book, not that I'm, you know, a critic or anything, because I'm not. I was just in love with this book. I had so much fun reading your book. It
really got
across. I guess to me that you're a normal person who just happens to have this gift of mediumship.
Yep.
And you had a lot, you had your own problems just like we all do to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know? It seems to me there was times of your life where there was indecision, lack of direction,
yep.
you even had some relationship issues, and it almost seemed as though you didn't really want to engage this gift that you had, and maybe looking at it from another perspective, maybe you had to go through some and gather some life experiences to help you embrace it.
You know, you're absolutely right, because I fully believe that because of my life experiences, because I have lived, because I have really gone through the ups and the downs, the hard times, you know, I think what it does is it's given me the compassion to understand people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's made me understand people more, and it's made me understand life more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people think that because you're on TV, you've been given life on a silver platter.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm telling you, no. There was a time when I was, you know, practically thinking I was going to eat out of a bin, out of a trash can. That was a real low point. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I learned from that experience. It made me such a strong person that now... I'm not saying I can cope with everything that life throws at me,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly have a really positive slant on it, and I know that things happen for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the key to how I feel, that everything happens for a reason. But it really was so nice, because this book is really almost your story of how, from childhood and how you got to where you are now. It's almost like an autobiography.
Yeah.
And your journey up to this point in your life. And, you know, it was just really nice to see how normal you were, and that you came from humble beginnings, and you had your own experiences you had to go through in order to get to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you something here, because, all right, I did laugh. Airplane Nanny, your grandmother. Okay. Oh, Lisa, I loved it. And she was a famous medium in England.
Uh-huh.
And she was the one that told you that you had this great gift, and that you eventually would be going to America and becoming famous. So I guess my next question is, Lisa, how does it feel being famous in America? Do you like it here?
I love being in America. The fame side, it has its down points. It has its good points, you know, of course. But, you know, it's funny because I never see myself as famous. I'm just little me. I'm just little old Lisa that just does a job.
Right.
I see it as work, you know, it's my career.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens to be around on a TV show, and I've written a book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I get up, I take my son to school, I cook breakfast, you know, I do my work, I sit there with my assistant, and, you know, it's just a normal thing for me. So to have the whole fame thing, I always see Brad Pitt as famous. I'm not quite there yet.
Well, you know, I think you've just begun, if you really want to.
Yeah.
My humble opinion. And it's so nice to be able to talk to you way back when before. I probably won't be able to get through to you after, you know, give you a little bit of time here. But anyhow, it was just really awesome the way that this was actually told to you by your grandmother. And I guess a few other psychics in England. And maybe you can explain to people, Airplane Nanny. I love that, because you want to explain why you called her Airplane Nanny? That was so sweet.
Well, this is my grandmother, who was a psychic, and
mm-hmm.
you know, she was always on a plane. And I had two grandmothers, and we had to differentiate between them. And so because my grandmother was always on a plane, always jet-setting off to some, you know, tropical island or some you know, consultant, because she used to work with a lot of people in business. And there was one CEO in America who would not have an annual general meeting without my grandmother sitting there at the table.
Oh, wow.
You know, so she had to get flown over from all, you know, from England to all sorts of different places to be, you know, to be consulted on and all
sure.
sorts of things. So she just became aeroplane nanny to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So
it and it was so adorable. When, you know, it's just so you. It's so your personality, you know, to read that in the thing. In the book, it was great. And I have really another thing that I got to kid you about, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think one of the, when everyone gets this book, you know, you're really going to enjoy it because Lisa's personality so comes out in the book. And we all know that you're English. You come from England. And we all get a little bit of this education in English. I'm not sure if it's slang, but there was a word that you use. I think it's gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked.
Okay. Clarification here, Lisa. What on God's green earth does gobsmacked mean?
It means shocked, stunned.
Shocked.
Like, in the biggest format that you can ever imagine. Like, jaw-dropping, oh my God kind of thing. So yeah, gobsmacked. It's, I have like all these little phrases that I like to use.
You did. You put a lot of them in there. Sometimes I had to do a few translations, but that one actually made me giggle every time I read it. I was giggling.
Yeah.
You know, you used it quite a bit in reference to actually the one person who was primarily responsible for your coming to the USA and for your television show. I don't know if you want me to tip off people to who that might be.
I don't mind.
Okay, well, it was Merv Griffin, right?
Yeah.
And it's it really struck me so funny, because here you are in England and you're living your life and you're doing readings for people, and when he contacted you to come to America to interview you or talk to you, because he had some, you know, had some plans for you, you actually had to do you were gobsmacked. Okay, let's
yeah.
state there, you were gobsmacked. But also you had to do a Google search on him because you didn't exactly know who he was, right?
That's exactly right. Yes.
Hysterical.
I know, and we joked about that, and the first time I met him, I walked into his office, and he was this big guy that I thought, oh, isn't he sweet? He's like your granddad. And then, you know, he opened this magazine on his desk, which is like this big wooden oak desk, almost the size of my bed. It was that huge. And he opened this magazine, which was Hello Magazine, we have in England, and he went, look at my new ranch. Well, I opened it. I went, Merv, I'd hate to clean that. And he went, Lisa, I have people to do that for me. And I was like, oh, my God, ground, open up and swallow me. It was just one of those moments.
Yeah,
oh.
that was really hysterical. That was really funny. Well, you know, he was so instrumental in your life, and I'm sure that his passing must have saddened you a great deal.
Yeah.
But I really got an obvious question here. I mean, Lisa, it's obvious. Has he stopped by to visit since he passed?
He has his moments.
Does he really? How
he
is
does.
He? Is he well?
He's doing great.
Wonderful.
Good old Merv. Yeah, he does pop by, and, you know, his passing really did hit me really, really
I'm
hard.
I'm sure it did.
But, no, he's popped by a couple of times, so he's doing fine.
Oh, good, because, you know, the one thing, you know, I am a numerologist, and of course, you know, when he passed, you know, it really kind of propelled me to take a look at his numerology. And I was listening to eulogies for him and also his own quotes. They actually were running some of his quotes on some of the TV entertainment stations. And they were saying that, you know, he was very much open to change. He liked to bring in new ideas.
He
liked to open up people's minds to the possibility of a new way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, he is his expression number is 5, which is all about bringing change and keeping your mind open and looking forward to the future and being a visionary. So very much vibrated to his energy, what he did with his life. And I'm guessing, I don't know what your life path number is, but I see
I'm
a major 3 over your head. but Merv was a 3, and I also see that your son is a 3 life path. So you know, it like draws like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely.
And you even mentioned that your son was gifted, that you know this about him. And I think one of the one of the books Juno Jordan wrote on numerology, she specifically was speaking about the number 3 as a life path number and said that this is the medium. This is someone who is clairvoyant and someone who is gifted with prophetic dreams and visions. And so I just found that all really fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, I, from what I understand, I'm a number 9, but I could be wrong. So.
Well, no, you probably have 3 somewhere in you. You've got to.
Yeah.
And 9 is really the spiritual teacher. And I know for a fact that James von Prague, I believe John Edwards, a 9 life path. This is spiritual teacher energy. So this
wow.
is really, so see where I was getting the feeling that teaching is really what I,
yeah.
a feeling for you that's picking up on that 9 energy. Oh, wonderful.
Definitely.
Yeah, but you have a darling. It's 5 or 3. You've got to have it somewhere because you really project this inspirational attitude and this really lightheartedness and your smile and your laughter is just adorable. And
oh, thank
so,
you.
And the artistic stuff comes through with you as well. So.
Yeah, I love art. I love art.
Mm-hmm. Very, very much so. Okay, well, the book, like I said, was just so much fun. And one of the things I think that kind of made me giggle a little bit is I know myself with numerology, you know, I know my own numerology inside and out, but
uh-huh.
it's hard to read for yourself.
It
and
is.
And I've been known to consult a psychic or two, you know, for a little bit of insight. And I got laughing because in your book you did that, you know,
oh, yeah.
quite a bit. So here's a big question. Now, just exactly who do you go to now for a reading?
Well, that's difficult. That's really difficult because most of them know me.
Everybody knows you now.
You
so
know,
now.
And you can easily mm-hmm. put in, like a Google search and go, Lisa Williams, and they're buying a load of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't go to anybody. You know, there is a woman that I have gone to a couple of times in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But actually there's a woman who I trained in England that I often mm-hmm. go to as well. So
mm-hmm.
She's really good. So I just kind of feel it myself.
Yeah, because once you get famous, it's really kind of hard to get a reading.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. Really difficult.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought that was cute, though, because, sometimes I felt like, it's like, Allison, you know what your chart is saying.
Exactly.
You know, but still, you just want to hear it come from somebody else.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think when you're a light worker and when you're out there doing your thing, you know, you get feeling insecure sometimes or indecisive, or there's just times in your life where you need a little bit of guidance.
Yeah.
And so. Nice to get it from someone
That's
else.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I noticed on your website, because I did kind of, well, of course, I've been there before, but you have started this wonderful aspect or a website itself that is Kids with Gifts, which
yes,
is a guide for spirituality for children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's wonderful. And I kind of, when I was reading your book as well, I'm not trying to give it away to everyone. Trust me, there's so many stories, so many fun things in this book. But you, even though your grandmother was a renowned psychic medium, and your family at first it didn't seem to be fully appreciative of your abilities,
That's
especially
it.
Early on in life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I really can see from the book how this website might have been born, that you are able to share that experience with gifted children. You want
yeah.
to talk a little bit about that website?
Well, I really did it for that reason, for gifted children, because, you know, I had nowhere to go to, and I found it really uncomfortable, you know, seeing dead people from the age of 3 wondering, you know, oh, my God, am I normal? Does anybody else get this? And feeling like it was totally like a subject I couldn't delve into. And then obviously I had my little boy 7 years ago, and he's 7, and he'll often come up to me and go, Mommy, I saw Grandpa standing in the shower. And and I just clarify, my granddad's dead, by the way. And he says, I saw Grandpa standing in the shower, and he keeps looking at me. And, Mommy, I really wish he'd go away. I'm like, okay, well, fine. And then he kept telling me about his world.
His world?
Who was in his world. And
oh.
the fact that he had this person that he always used to talk to, which he said, this person always talks to me, Mommy. I'm never alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it really made me think, you know what? There's other kids out there that haven't got this, you know, their mother who is kind of like a medium and who can help them.
Right.
So now it's time that maybe I can help them. I can help others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I decided to do.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I did look it over, and I get a feeling it's going to be expanding a little bit.
Oh, yes. I've got plenty of pages left.
Why do I know these things? I just do. It's going to get much bigger, and I just think that that's a great idea. I have 3 grandchildren, and I see them to be gifted in certain ways, very intuitive. Mm-hmm. They have, and little children have their visions. They do.
They do.
And so it's really wonderful to have a place where they can go and read this stuff. I think that's great. And I also love the way that this is your way through your experience as a child of being in a place where you perhaps were not encouraged. You've taken that experience and turned it around and turned it into a positive
later
on in life, and I think that's beautiful. So.
Yeah, it was so important to do that because there's so many people out there who are going to be quick enough to put you down.
Sure.
So really, it's needed to actually be for there to actually lift you up and say, you know what, it's okay, mm-hmm. you're normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done it for.
Good. Well, one thing I've got to bring this up, okay. I know that, as I said, that your family just didn't really necessarily embrace the fact that you could see dead people
mm-hmm.
or any of that stuff. And shortly after your grandfather died, your brother had his own experience in the garden where your grandfather appeared to him.
Yes.
You wrote that in the book. And I just want to know, did you do what I like to call a, I told you so?
Yeah.
Did that feel good?
I did. I did. I said, see, now you understand where I'm coming from. He's like, oh, shut up.
Now, is he more appreciative of you now?
No? I think he is. He's been to see a large audience show of mine, and
uh-huh.
I think he accepts it a little bit more. it's funny because my dad told me that he was in Spain with him, and I think he now accepts it because I have an element of followers, but he says he accepts it now because, you know, more and more people acknowledge it, and actually it's almost like he was worried that he would be classed as a freak as well, in a way.
Oh.
So, because when he Googled me, he was like, oh, my God. Oh, you know what? It's okay to be a medium now.
Oh, it's okay. Now it's okay, sister.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the work you do on so many levels, I mean, the amount of healing that you give people and closure, you're just inspirational in general.
Thank you.
One thing that touched my heart a great deal on your website was, I don't know if many people know this about you, that you're a Reiki healer
mm-hmm.
and a crystal healer. And you also, this is part of your work, but you also have a place on your website where if somebody wanted to sign up, that you would place them on your healing list, your distant healing list,
mm-hmm.
and it's a free service, and you pray for them, and you do healing on them once a week.
That's it.
And, you know, God love you, because that is, to me, that, you know, that was a moment where it just touched my heart, that you know, your beautiful spirit, as people perceive you, but also just connecting to your energy, there's just a giving and a warmth about you, and to see something like that, you know, caring about the children with the children's site, and then you actually do free healing for people as well from your website. I think that's wonderful, Lisa.
I think it's important to give back, and, you know, we all need money to live, and, you know, I used to get a lot of complaints with, before I even had the TV show, but a lot of people say, oh, you should never charge for your gift or anything like that, and I thought, well, you know what, I have to keep a roof over my head. I have to keep my son in clothes and keep him fed.
Right. Well, you certainly couldn't, if you were working another job to feed yourself and put
absolutely.
Rent on, you couldn't do the readings that you do.
I couldn't
or the
do
work
the readings.
That you do. No.
So I decided, you know, there's got to be some way of giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm
mm-hmm.
just going to give free healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I've decided to do. And I have had stories from people going, you know, you just wouldn't believe how much you've changed my life.
Oh.
You know, you've really helped me. You've helped my son. You've helped my daughter. They've recovered from this, that, and the other. And it's been incredible.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
not that I want to deluge your request line there, but this might be a really good time to give your website information, because there's a plethora of information there. There's information about your appearances. There's information about your television show and, of course, the children's
mm-hmm.
website. So why don't you give people your website right now?
Okay. My website is lisawilliamsmedium.com.
Okay. lisawilliamsmedium.com.
Medium.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also want to remind everybody that if you're listening to the show, if you go to the front page of BBS Radio and you look in the Visible by Numbers section on Monday nights, there's a lot of information and contact information for Lisa Williams right there, so you can get it right from the front page. So you know what, Lisa? You know, I know that they're probably holding back a deluge of calls. So what I'd like to do is not keep you, I would be selfish if I kept you to myself, although I would love to. But I'm going to open up the lines because I'm sure people have comments that they would like to make to you and questions about. Perhaps you can give them some advice as a spiritual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give me a minute, let me open up these lines. You are listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is Alison Bachman speaking with my guest this evening, Lisa Williams, who is a gifted clairvoyant medium and star of Life Among the Dead on Lifetime TV. And we're about ready to open up the lines. We would love to hear from you. Lisa will not be doing readings this evening, but you are welcome to call in if you have a question or a comment. Maybe you're a fan of Lisa's show and you want to let her know. Or maybe you have a spiritual question or something along those lines and you'd like to get some advice from her. We would love to hear from you. The numbers to call are USA 877-876-5227. You can also call toll-free from Canada at 1-888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And if you missed those numbers, if you just look on the front page of BBS Radio, you can also get those numbers right off the front page. So, and the deluge shall begin. Hello, who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Kat.
Kat?
Kat, K-A-T.
Hi, Kat, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you? Hi,
very
Lisa.
Well.
Love you.
Oh, thank you. And I'm assuming you have a question for Lisa?
I'm kind of open. I love her. I think she's great. I think, you know, that anything that comes through, or I know that you said that she wasn't doing readings, or...
Well, she's not doing readings, but I think if you have, you know, spiritual questions about your own self or, you know, even comments about her show, I'm sure she'd love to hear if you can just talk to her. She's right there.
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Great. I love you. Actually, I was calling... I had my friend whose name is Lisa, who I really thought would benefit from tuning in tonight. I don't want to, you know, abuse your situation that you're not doing readings or anything like that. But I'm, you know, very open to you. I watch your show. I watch the, you know, the reruns. Definitely will be pre-ordering your book.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
That's really it. And just, you know, if you picked up anything, you know, that I can pass around to people.
Well, that's really sweet, and I think what people ought to remember, and obviously you, Kat, is on my website I do have, occasionally throughout the day I'll get random messages, and I write them down, and, you know, every now and then I put them on the website, and it's actually on a page called Messages from Beyond, and so you never know, you might actually get your message from up there.
Oh, okay.
Now that I've connected with you, who knows, the energy might flow, and then later on when I... Because I put a blog up there, an inspirational blog, when I'm writing, then it's like, oh, okay, I have a message, and I just end up writing all these messages. So go to there, go to my website, and then go to the Messages from Beyond, and you never know, there might be a message.
Very good.
Oh, well, thanks for mentioning that, Lisa. I didn't actually go there, but I will from now on.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Kat.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, all right. Kat.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Oh, so that's really interesting. That's wonderful. Messages from Beyond. I am so there.
Yeah, I thought it was important, you know. Again, it's giving back, and it's something that I needed to just do because I felt, you know, I do get these random messages. I don't know who they're for.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them across, and I've actually had a couple of emails saying, you know what, you said this, you said that, da, 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 it means this. And, you know, people are pleased because they've actually heard from their loved ones.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you actually have a meditation. I know that you had some meditation and some, even a workshop sort of that can be... do you still have that on your website?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
So that's still there.
I mean, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think you have all kinds of meditations that people can do and also some other workshops on various different things, and that's something
it.
That people, you know, developing their own ability
mm-hmm.
to is really important. But enough about that. I think we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. And you'd like to speak to Lisa?
Yes. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I was calling to
ask about kids with visions.
Okay.
My one of my daughters claims to see my grandmother who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother passed away years before she was born.
Okay.
And she's been telling me about how, oh, your grandmother is sitting right there next to you at the table, and she's watching us, and she's blowing kisses and giving us flowers. I just want to make sure that what she's saying is true, and should I encourage that, or should I just push it away?
Well, I would say, I mean, it's a great question, because there's going to be so many mothers out there who are thinking, yes, I have that. And to be honest with you, I would never push it away. I would encourage it. And the chances are it probably is your grandmother that's coming along, because your grandmother could easily be the spirit guide for your daughter.
Right.
And that's really important. And how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 3.
Okay. Well, you see, children under normally around the age of 7 are still very, very open to the spirit world, because basically that's where they've come from. And that's a world that they remember.
Okay.
And it's only society that closes us off when we become maybe 5, up to probably about the age of 8. That's when they start tend to come away from it, because, you know, society says, oh, it's wrong. And also, you know, the more time goes away, the more we forget stuff. So what she's probably doing is she's probably remembering it. And she, you know, she probably had a conversation with your grandmother before she came to this earth plane. You know, are you going to help me? Why don't you be my spirit guide? So the chances are, if she's that young, I would say she's on the money.
Okay.
And I would just encourage it. Just basically say to her, so tell me what she's wearing, what she looked like. Have you had a conversation with her before? Is there anybody else around? And you might...
I have asked her this question, and when she saw the picture, she said, oh, that's the lady that I see.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Okay, great.
Thank
all right,
you
she's
so
much.
She's only 3, so, you know, that's a very significant age when it comes to seeing spirits, so I just want to pop in there with a little numerology on
absolutely.
That. Yeah, so...
So
anyhow,
so
good luck with that, Natalie. Be very supportive of her. And also, I think that, I mean, I'm just throwing in my 2 cents here, but sometimes it's frightening for children as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being calm about it and matter-of-fact about it and being supportive, I think is really important when that sort of thing happens.
Okay.
So, okay,
I
Natalie,
will.
Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. My one granddaughter, I think one of my best stories about her was my daughter was driving on a snowy day, and of course she's quite spiritual, and
mm-hmm.
she said a prayer in the car prior to starting her trip, and she asked for the angels to be with them, to surround them and keep them safe on this journey, because it was very snowy out. And I think Madison was only like 2 or 3 at the time, and she kept saying, see girl, in the car. And my daughter, of course, didn't know what she was talking about, but after they had run the errands and came back inside the house, little Madison walked up to a book that had a picture of an angel on it,
oh.
and she pointed right to the angel, and she said, Mommy, see girl. And so, you know, it just is a beautiful story of, you know, that Madison was probably seeing the very guardian angel that was with
probably.
Them on that trip. And I think it's a beautiful story.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, of course we do. Hi, who's calling?
My name is Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, very, very good. I'm assuming you want to speak to Lisa.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, like I said, I'm kind of hanging in there. I wanted to let you know that I love your show. I think it's wonderful what you're doing, how you just reach down deep and touch everyone so deep in their heart.
Thank you.
You know, I've seen, you know, some of the reactions that you get from people, and, you know, things like that just cannot be played out. You know, they just cannot be acted. And,
yeah.
And it's just touching, you know, to even people that are watching, you know. They don't even have to have a message themselves to be touched deeply by it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you. And it was so interesting, because a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's all pre-scripted. But I have to tell you that Merv Griffin really made sure that I knew nothing, so much so that if my husband ever saw and not even spoke to the client, he was not even allowed to come and see me, you know. It was just incredible. So everything has the integrity. And I think it's great, you know, that people accept it.
Right. And I also wanted to ask you, I live in Indiana here in the United States, and there's a spiritualist camp, like 5 minutes from where I live, and I didn't know whether you'd ever heard of it.
What's it called?
It's called Camp Chesterfield.
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I haven't, but...
Well, you might want to, you know, check out their website.
Yeah, I will.
But it's really interesting, and they offer classes there, and they've got some mediums there on the grounds, and it's a very beautiful, enlightening place, and I just love to go over there and just take a walk on the grounds because it's just gorgeous.
I will check that out, definitely.
Okay,
okay, Jane.
And I'd appreciate it if you'd meditate for me once in a while, and I'll be checking your website. I did check it out, you know, since you had gave it over the show, and I did look into the messages from beyond. So I'll be checking that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Jane. Thank you
so
much.
Keep up the wonderful work, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. It really means a lot.
You're welcome. Many blessings to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that you're going to be in great demand for going to many places, Lisa. But let's talk a little bit about where you're going. I mean, I see here on February 10th or the 11th, you're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, this is just a small little question, would you consider packing me in your luggage? Because I sure would like to go on that cruise on the Mexican Riviera with you.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And everyone's like, can't you take me with you?
Or you can take me in spirit, hopefully.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I might surprise you. I might just show up on that one. Right,
cool.
Dr. Brian
Weiss
with you. That would be wonderful. You're going on a big book tour for your book, Life Among the Dead. And I know we got another caller, but I just want to tell everybody, you know, it's an honor for me. I've read the book. It's just extraordinary. It's a lovely, lovely book. And if you think that you love this lady, you will love her even more when you get done reading this book. It's the journey of how she got from where she was to where she is now, and it's coming out April 8th, and you can pre-order it on Amazon.com, and you've got a big book tour coming up for that as well.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So I know we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. And I'm assuming that you called in to speak to Lisa?
Yes, I have. Allison is snappy, actually, so you'll know
who
I am. And I wanted to, first of all, congratulate you on where you are in your life, in your journey.
Oh, thank you.
And it's so very nice to meet Lisa. We watch you regularly.
Thank you.
Really enjoy your show, Lisa.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
It's a wonderful, wonderful venue for understanding how spirit works. I think the work that you do is just so amazing, and I just wanted to share that with you and how happy I am that you're able to connect with Allison and continue to do the good work that you do.
Yeah, I have to say I love doing what I do, and I think the more people who can be joined in doing it and be part of it, I think it's great. I think we're all beings of light. We all have the energy. We just need to know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more that people are exposed to the positive way that you present this gift,
yes,
I think that the more interest will grow, the more people will awaken, and the more it will be spread. And I just wanted to, I know there are probably other people waiting on the line, so I just wanted to express that and how glad I am that you're on with Allison.
Oh, thank you. And it means so much because, you know, it's just great to be on the show.
Thank you, Nance. Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Allison.
You're welcome,
Have
sweetie.
A good night.
Alrighty.
Nice to meet you, Lisa.
Nice
Bye-bye.
To meet you, too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nance even has a very lovely, very spiritual website herself, and she is definitely
a
light worker.
I felt she was a healer. I could feel a lot of healing coming from her.
Yeah, she definitely is a light worker. I was going to ask you, have you ever, when you first got here, you know, maybe, did you ever do any work in the Chicago area?
No, I've never done any work in the Chicago area.
Okay. I was just wondering, because someone was asking if you had ever gone there. I know that they're waiting for you.
Yeah, I've been to Chicago. I did Oprah last year.
Oh, yeah, that I remember.
Yeah, this time last year. And I think I'm heading back there on my book tour. I'm heading to somewhere like Oak somewhere. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so I know I'm heading that way.
Yeah, because I got quite a few emails from people in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I know that we have another caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nomo Kid 6.
Hi, Nomo. How are you?
How are you?
God bless you, sweetie. How are you?
I am just fine.
This is a saint amongst us. Let me tell you, Lisa, this lady. And, Nomo, I'm assuming that you want to connect to Lisa and say hello, so I'm going to just give you the floor.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I love your energy. It's like, ching.
Oh, I love yours, too. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, because my mom was a healer. She was psychic, had mediumship ability. How did you deal with it when you were a kid?
You know, it was really tough. I ended up ignoring it, completely ignoring it, blocking it out, just saying, you know what, it doesn't exist, kind of doing that whole thing, putting your hands over your ears and go, la, 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 la. Or hiding underneath the covers of the bedroom when it used to, you know, at night. It really just freaked me out. And I think when I started to play with it when I was probably about, I don't know, 7 or 8. And at one point I did start using it and start, you know, thinking, oh, I'm special. I can, you know, wind kids up and know what's happening and stuff.
Right.
And then I was branded like the freak and the kind of weirdo. And then I didn't like it. So I just shut it away. I just shut it off. And then really, it was only when I was older that I kind of went to some clairvoyants and mediums and stuff like that. Because you would think that my grandmother would, you know, sit me down and say, this is how you do it.
Right.
But no, not quite. So I went off and had some readings and stuff. And I thought, oh, my God, I can do that. And then it was only when other people used to say to me, Lisa, you're a gifted medium and, you know, you can do this. And I started to think, well, you know what, these people are doing it now. It's okay for me to do it.
Exactly.
And it was hard. But, you know, as a kid, I just shut it off.
Well, see, my mom, I would be able to talk to her, and she would say, it's okay, whatever you get, tell me, don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way I was when I was little. It was, I just wondered if you had any backup when you were a child. Because
I didn't.
And I listened to everything.
Yeah. No, in fact, so much so where you would have actually thought that my mum and dad would actually say to you, oh, go and visit your grandmother. But no, I was branded with the overactive imagination.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, overactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I seen some little Mexican dude behind my bathtub. I was petrified. And my uncle come in, he goes, let me go get your mom. It was really neat. So I just wanted to ask, I will get your book as soon as it comes out.
Right.
I just can't wait.
And Lisa, this woman truly is a saint. I have to say, how many foster kids have you raised? Did you lose track?
Wait a minute.
Adopted?
We adopted 6. We have 5 homegrown. And
wow.
So we have like 10 grandkids and they're still breeding.
She has a heart of gold. She truly does.
Oh, and my God. That's incredible. Good for you.
She's a wonderful person.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. I'm so glad you got through, Nomo. Love ya.
Me too. Love you too. Thank you. Allison,
right.
I love you too, honey.
Take care, my love.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, my gosh, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's just an amazing person. I met her actually in a chat room a long, long time ago. And, you know, there's just some people that you hear from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And just all the wonderful things that she does for children and her love, it's so huge.
Oh, yeah.
She has such a giving heart. Sometimes I tell her, you can't do it all the time, but she does.
Exactly.
So she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful spirit.
Aww.
Okay, so we have somebody else calling. So who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hi, Nick from Costa Rica.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? How's
fine.
The weather?
Wonderful this time of the year.
Oh.
Wonderful, 70s and sunny. Yes.
Oh, okay.
In
I'm
the
having
mountains,
a moment
very
here.
Cool.
I'm assuming you want to speak to Lisa or ask her a question, so I'm going to put you right there.
Yes, I do, yes.
How are you?
Fine. I hope we're getting a good connection. I'm over the Internet.
We hear you pretty good.
Okay. You know, I hear so many times, you know, give readings and all that, but nobody ever really explains what it's like on the other side. You know, when we translate to the other side, what can we expect? You know, what would our day or our time be like?
You know, that's a good question.
That's a great question. And this is the thing why I'm excited about, you know, I love Lifetime. This is the thing where I'm excited about following my own pursuit, my own pathway. Because, you know, obviously a TV show is edited. And they do talk, spirits do talk about this. They tell you what it's like. And this comes up and, you know, unfortunately it didn't follow the format that Lifetime would have wanted. So, you know, I really want to bring this in and hopefully that will be the subject of my next book. But I was talking, I did a reading today with a lady who just wanted to know what it was like over the other side. And I get spirits coming forward and saying, you know what, I have a job, I help lost souls, I help children pass, I give healing. You know, so it's like we almost all have a reason to be there. And, you know, of course, I always liken it to like a department store. We all go into the loading bay. We have to all go into the same place. And then we all go off to our different areas. We have to review our life. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easy. And then we go off and meet our family members and we, you know, I've had my granddad come back with a glass of whiskey and having a bit of a party. So I'm still happy that he's having a party. So it's, you know, but I don't see that there's a time, you know, because we look at our life as a day and a night because the sun rises and the sun sets. It's not like that day, you know, it's almost like time is endless and our value on time is totally different to theirs. You know, a minute for us could be a second for them. And that's how you have to look at it. But they have multitude of things. I've heard music, and I've actually crossed over myself. In the book, you'll actually read the fact that I've had a near-death experience. And I tell you, when I passed over, there was so much love that you could not quantify it in this earthbound life. It was like unconditional love times it by, you know, 100. It was just incredible. So it's just such a different place to be.
Well, I understand that feeling because when I was meditating back in the 70s, the only time it ever happened I had where I felt like I was a little above my body and a bright silvery white light,
mm-hmm.
and the love, the bliss was just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Impossible
mm-hmm.
to explain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But like on the other side, we don't have to eat, we don't have to sleep, right?
No, because
like
we haven't
that.
Got a body that, you know, we
right.
have to sleep for our body to grow and heal. We have to eat to fuel our body. We don't have this vessel, so mm-hmm. it's not there.
And I've heard that it's kind of like a duplicate of Earth, only in pristine form.
Yes, exactly right.
Hmm. But, I mean, we do things like we could go fishing and we could play golf and do things like that.
Yeah, I've had it when my grandfather's come back and he's like, you know what, I'm having a beer with your Uncle David, is that okay? I'm like, okay, fine. So, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, this is going to be what you're going to be doing in the workshops and such, Lisa?
Yeah, I want to cover this a lot more because I think it's so important. People need to know what it's like on the other side.
Mm.
Exactly what it's like and, you know, what it's about because people are scared.
Right,
that's
right.
The thing. People are scared, and they want to know exactly what it's like.
Mm. Well, I'm glad that you asked that question, Nick. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, dear, but we only have 1 minute left on the show, and I actually have to get us off the air.
Thank you.
I'm sure if you email Lisa, she might even continue with your next question.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. That was really a great question. And Lisa, I don't know about you, but I think an hour just passed like lightning.
Oh, it's like, it's so fast.
Yeah, and it was so much fun to have you. Your energy
great
is delightful. Once again, Lisa, why don't you tell everyone your website so that they can keep abreast of your appearances?
Well, it's lisawilliamsmedium.com, mm-hmm. and on there I do an inspirational blog every day, messages
mm-hmm.
from beyond. So, yeah, it's just check it out. You'll see all my appearances. You can pre-order my book. So, I love my website. I just, you know, it's my place to be. You'll often catch me on there as well.
Oh, well, I enjoy your website. I enjoy reading your blogs and different things like that. And again, reminding everyone that you can pre-order the book, Life Among the Dead, at Amazon.com. Lisa, I can't even begin to tell you what a pleasure it was having you here, and I hope you will come back and chat with us again.
Definitely. I would love to.
Oh, well, good. Well, you're always welcome. And a big thank you to BBS for making all this possible, and thank you. Also goes out to our listeners and those of you that called in tonight. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And just tell everyone good night.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, and I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.